Would certainly like to say it's good to be here. And I truly am thankful that the Lord hears us when we pray. And it don't take a long time sometimes, because I was in just a begging him right there for a change. And I appreciate you being obedient, coming on singing that song. I mean that. And I don't know, you may not know, you may not have felt it, but things changed. And I'm thankful for it, more than you know. But there ain't nothing good about me, nothing special about me. And I'd just like to see somebody saved. I'd like to get over in the hands of the Lord. We joke and cut up about Sunday nights, and I'm scared of them. Honest with you, it's probably a fearful time as any for me. But I appreciate being with these men this week. I do. And count them some of my friends. I mean that. And it's funny how things, and I don't know, I just got to get settled down. And funny how things work. And me and my family are supposed to be in another place this week, but I knew when I left here that night that I'd be back. I didn't know when. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful when I got the phone call and told my companion and my kids that it wasn't no struggle. Everything just shifted gears right over here, Brondi. There wasn't no strife or anything like that, or why'd we do this and why'd we do that. And I'm thankful for that. I am. It may not mean nothing to you, but it does me. It does. And I'm like it's done been said. I didn't come over here to be sane or anything like that. I come over here to do what the Lord have us to do. And I hope you have. I appreciate the church being here tonight. I do appreciate all these visitors. And just appreciate the Lord most of all. And as the sister song, I appreciate when I get down, Randy, he hears me. I do. I appreciate that. I appreciate that when I call up on him and ask him, and that he hears me. He hears me. A lot of folks may not listen to nothing I say, but the Lord, I can get his attention a lot of times. It ain't every time. You may be different than me. You may get a hold of him every time. But I don't. But I need your help here tonight. I'm going to need your help here this week. And I told Christy coming over the road, I just soon sat under you men all week. I hadn't prayed for you. And think about many times I've called upon them to pray for things going on in my life. And the Lord put us all together. I'm thankful for that. I truly am. And I believe if we'll do our part, church, I truly do. I believe if we do our part, I know he'll do his. I don't know. I really don't. I ain't got nothing figured out or anything like that. But I would that you'd just pray for us. Got some strange scripture for a revival. And I don't know. It's all I got. It's all I got. I told Brother Brondi, I'd prefer him to go on, and I'm honest with you. You that know me know that Sunday nights I really, really struggle with. But I was honest with him. I want to do my part this week. I do. I want to do my part, but it's going to take the help of the Lord. And I appreciate you from the bottom depths of our heart for praying already. But you continue to pray and do that, that be pleasing unto the Lord. I'm going to say this in the outstarts. Don't wait on me. If the Lord bids you to do anything, you go right ahead and do it. I seen the other night, I believe the closest somebody was the other night when Brother Brondy was up preaching up the road, I believe they could have got everything they needed at that point. I do, Brondy. I left there feeling that way. I think things took a turn. The longer we tarried and the longer men got into things, I believe I don't want that. I want the Lord to have His way. So you ain't going to hinder me, and I know you ain't going to hinder Brother Brondy. So you mind the Lord and do that, that be pleasing unto Him. Very, very familiar scripture. And you don't got to meet me back there at the back and tell me after this is over that it wouldn't revival scripture. The devil's already told me, so it'll be all right. And but it's all that's on my heart. And I tell you, I've even up there trying to eat with my family today. It just kept getting more and more. And I'm going to tell you, it's all I got. You pray. Book of Psalms, 121st Psalm. That's all we got on our heart. The Bible says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. And that's all we feel like reading. You pray out of the bottom depths of your heart, and I mean that, and I need your help. There's a lot of folks say that they don't need your help, but I'm going to tell you, I would that we'd just get in here together and you help, and that we could all do for the cause, and I mean that. And I thought about this scripture, and many be the times folks says, well, I look to the hills from where my help comes from, and I thought about that maybe all afternoon and all morning this morning when I woke up. I thought about that first verse. The Bible said, I will look unto the hills from whence my help comes from, and I thought about that. I thought about how folks only say that and when it's time that they need help from the Lord. And I thought about how that folks maybe look down a lot of times, and how when the Lord does something good, they'll quote that scripture and they'll say, well, I'm looking to the hills from whence my help come from. And I tell you right now, Randy, it ain't when I'm up on the mountain when I'm looking to the hills. It's when I'm down in the valley a lot of times. I don't know how you are, but I when I'm down in the valley in trouble, like the sister sung, I call upon the one, and I know where my help comes from. And I thought about, as I woke up this morning, the Lord, He laid a little thought on my heart, and I said, Lord, I don't know what to do with it. And I got down up there in this afternoon in the building, and I said, Lord, give me something, help me just a little bit. I'm going to tell you, the Lord just told me to ask you one question, and I thought about it, and it's going to be strange to you, and you don't have to get into all that, and I really don't know what I'm going to do with it. I'm honest with you. You know what? I just would that you'd pray for a little while. The thought the Lord give me, hey, have you seen what got you here? Hey, yes, sir. Have you seen what got us here? No, that's strange. I know and realize. I know and realize that's strange. Have you seen what got us here? You say, preacher, what in the world is that going to do in revival? God being my helper, I'd like to get to
of a place where I could preach to you what the Lord give me. But I thought about the generation that we're living in. Yes, sir. I thought about just how they got to where they're at. Yeah. Somebody said that we ought to live different in front of our children. Somebody said that we ought to act different. You know what? I thought about it. And they said, well, have they seen? But I want to ask you, have you seen what's got you right here? You say, preacher, what in the world does that mean? You bear with me. I'm going to tell you. Yes, sir. I thought about what the scripture says. We're living in a day where most of everybody in here, if they didn't know the way over here, and they had their head down all the way, and they don't know how they got here, and they don't know what's going on. You listen, I thought about as me and my youngest daughter was talking about the generation. You listen, I'm going to tell you, we go around with our head down, not knowing where and how that we got to where we're at. No, we don't. We'll go around with our head. I'm guilty. I'm guilty. And Josh, and just as much as the next person. But I'm going to say this. There ain't folks in here. They don't know why they're here this way. You know that. They don't know why that they ought to be here. And if you ask them, can you even get back home from here? If you ask them, can you get back home from here? About most of them, they'd rely on that phone to get them back. But I want to talk to you. You can blame it on them all you want. But I'm going to tell you something. Mamas and daddies, how much have you read? How much have you studied in front of them? How much have you prayed for this revival already? How much have they seen out of you? You know what? Have you seen what got you in the shape you're in? Yeah. Oh, you say, preacher, somebody ought to tell me. I'm going to tell you right now. If you've been saved, you already know what's got you in the shape you're in. I don't know, Randy. I thought about how folks in church, they'll say, I don't know how we got from 186 down to 45. You seen it before it got here. Yeah, you did. You can say what you want. You know what? We're at 45's good to it. Yes, sir. We're content with it. As long as we don't got to do nothing to get nobody else. As long as that's all right. I'm going to tell you right now, you ain't exempt from the devil getting right in. I know you ain't. You ain't exempt from him tearing the church apart. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you right now, have you seen what got us I'm right here. You say, preacher, I really don't know. That's a lie of the devil. You know that. Them folks, they'll say, well, it don't hurt to do it one time. I'll just do it one time, and it won't never hurt me. I'm going to tell you right now, how one time turns to two times. Two time turns to three. And three time turns to four. You know what? And then you blame it on somebody else. Yes, you do. And then you say, well, the devil made me do it. I'm going to tell you right now, the devil ain't made you do nothing that you don't want to do. Yes, sir. You know what? And the reason you're doing it is because you want to. And the reason you're doing it is because you know where you're headed. You know and realize that. And we'll say, well, whoa. And we'll say, preacher, it don't matter. And we'll just let it slide. I'm just going to be honest with y'all. I was up there today. And one of them. I was up there today in one of them Christian-based restaurants. You know what? We began to stand there. Me and several of them kids. I looked up. I knew the man was talking pretty funny. Yes, sir. I looked up, and he had a pin on his head of a rainbow. Church members' business. And then on the other side, had another one. Saying how proud they was. I'm going to tell you right now, have you seen what got us here? Preacher, you don't know how hard help is to find. I'm going to tell you, the Bible said, abstain from the very a presence of evil. I'm going to tell you right now, you're not Hiram. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you, you know what? If you wouldn't let them in here, thank God I'm going to tell you, and you better not. But you listen to me. And they've tried to take over a promise that God's give us. Yeah, they have. They've tried to take over and make it something of sin. Twist it and turn it. I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't pride, it's a promise. Yes, it is. Thank God, I'm going to tell you, we've lived down to a day. They'll say, well, oh, so-and-so come out of the closet. Have you seen what got you here? The Bible said a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hand. I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't popular. You know that. But I just want to ask you. I want to ask you, have you seen, not Saul, have you seen what got you in the shape you're in? Yes, sir. You know what? I will say, well, preacher, I got to do it. I'm going to tell you right now, if it interferes between you and your relationship with the Lord, you need to leave it alone. Yes, you should. You know what? I don't care what it is. Yes, sir. Preacher, I just got to work to pay my bill. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, What he said? It said, remember the Sabbath to keep it what? Holy. I'm going to tell you right now, if it's good for me, guess what? It's good for you. If it's good for my kids, it's good for your kids. Have you seen what got you where you at? You know what? We've lived to a day where we'll go around looking down all the time. We don't never look up. No, we don't. Me and Brother Kyle talking about a man the other day. I'm going to tell you, I'm preacher man. Yes, sir. Acts like the world has just really turned their back on him. And that's good. Yeah, everything they do, I act like everything's gloom and doom. Bless God, I'm going to tell you something. I like to look up every now and then at the wind and the hills and to which my help comes from. You know that. I know it's rough. But you know what? The Bible said Elijah over there one day, there had been a long span where there wasn't no rain. Yeah. No, Elijah, he told Ahab, he said, Ahab, he said, I hear an abundance of rain. Yeah. He said, go up on top of the hill and look out. You know what old Ahab did? He come a running back. He said, I ain't seen nothing. He said, go up there 7 times. Yeah. You know what? Ahab went up there looking. Yes, he did. And the Bible said that he saw a cloud likening to a man's hand. You know what? Oh, Elijah said, get in the chariot and get out. And you know why that was? He was looking up. Yes, sir. Have you seen what got you in the shape you are? Yeah. Oh, preacher, you don't know what goes on around here. I'm just telling you what God told me to tell you. Yes, sir. We ain't had no shouting around here, preacher. We don't want none. Yeah. If that's true, you've seen what got you there. Yeah. Yeah. You know that. Folks will say, well, we don't like that old fogey way. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, I seen what got me where I'm at. It's that old fogey way. You know what? I've thought many times, you listen to me. It ain't the big churches down the road. The devil's creeping in these churches. We'll say, preacher, it don't matter. Ain't none of your business. I'm going to tell you right now, have you seen what got you in the shape you in? It may not be popular what Brother Terry said. I'm going to tell you right now, but I'm going to ask you something. How many times have you truly prayed for somebody that was lost? Yes, sir. You know what's got us in the shape we're in? I'm going to tell you right now, that little old girl right there, she got up and sung that song. She didn't stand up here mully grubbing around. She didn't stand up here about half throttle. She rired back. I told old Brandy, I said, yeah, wouldn't you like to have that zeal back? You know what? You know why we ain't got it? Because we've let it creep in a little at a time. We've let it creep back. Creep by. Preacher, it ain't going to do nothing to us. We're a strong church. We was built in 1939. You know what? I'm going to tell you right now, it don't take the devil too long to get right in the midst. You know and realize that. It don't take the devil very long. It ain't got to be the big things. It's the little foxes that spoil the vineyard. Yes, sir. You just sit there and keep your seed. When the Lord tells you to get up and wonder why your kids, why your children's dying and drying up and going to hell. I'm wondering why the world entices them more than the church. Yes, sir. You know what? We run around. It don't matter if we go to supper. It don't matter where we go. Everybody's got their head down. And you know what? You may fall out with me right here. But I'm going to tell you right now. As somebody said the other day, oh, preacher, I'm reading my Bible on here. What's wrong with your Bible? What's wrong with using your Bible? Yes, sir. You know what? What's got us in the shape we in? What's got us? I'm going to tell you right now. It ain't right for a man to lay with a man and a woman to lay with a woman. It ain't right for them to ram it down our kids' throat. It ain't right. Preacher, they got to go to school. I'm going to tell you. You know what? It's because it's most folks' babysitter. I tell you why we in the shape we in. You know why that is? We ain't got time to train up a child in the way it should go. Yes, sir. You know that. The Bible said to train up a child. You know what most folks is training them with? That little phone. And boy, then they worry, don't they? You ain't going to believe, preacher, what my kid doing when they got 18-year-old. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know how you are. I've got a 21-year-old, and you listen to me. It ain't no argument around my house whether we're going to church or not. No, it ain't. Somebody said the other day, it's an argument with me in a fight. I'm going to tell you right now, we've lived down to a day where we've let other things take over. Yes, we have. And then we wonder why we got in the shape we're in. I'm going to tell you, them churches that's got it going on in there, they started out just like we did. Yes, they did. You say, preacher, I can't even see where I'm going. I thought about that scripture. Old Bailey, the Bible says that he sent his servant down there to Balaam. They got down there to Balaam. They said, hey, Balak wants you up there. Hey, you know what? Before they got there, the Lord spoke to him. He said, Balaam, don't you go with them. Don't you go. And don't you curse the people. He said, you stay right where you are until I bid thee. You know what the scripture said? Said old Balak got down there. His servants got down there. And they said, hey, Balak wants you to come up there. Old Balaam said, I tell you, just abide right here for the night. I'm going to go talk to the Lord. He went and talked to the Lord, and the Lord said, no. He sent them back up there to Balak. Balak said, I'm going to get some more honorable men and go tell him I'm going to send him a lot of good things. Preacher, I can't tell my boss that. Hey, I can't tell my boss I want old early and cause revival this week at my church. Preacher, he's a millionaire. Old Balaam said, he got down there, he said, y'all abide right here. He went in there and he come back out. He said, you go tell Balak, if he give me half his house full of silver and gold, I can't go with him. But I'm going to tell you what happened. Old Balaam, the next morning, the Bible said he saddled his ass, took two servants and began out on the journey. Do you realize you're going to pay for what you've done on this side? Yeah. And do you realize when you leave here, you're going to leave with a clean slate? You're going to pay for it on this side. Yes, sir. Folks will say, well, why in the world are we in this shape? Because you know why? You've sat there and watched yourself, and sin just confounds you. We've lived to a day where folks will try to sugarcoat everything going on in their life. Yes, sir. I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. We got too many of them getting up with the do-betters, the feel-betters. Yeah. Boy, before they even get up, we done talking for them, ain't we? Yeah. Before they even... Oh, well, they have to be saved, preacher. They got down there and cried. They prayed a little bit. Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now, I hate to burst your bubble, but it ain't going to be everybody that goes to the altar goes to heaven. Yeah. Have you seen what got us in the shape we in? Yeah. Preacher, we'd rather put the number on the sign. Yeah. I'd rather put the Lord and let him put it in their heart. Hey, you know what the scripture said? The Bible said that old Balak got to riding that mule, got to riding that ass. And the Bible said that he headed out, and the old ass went this way, it went that way. Old Balak got mad at it, and you know what? The ass went the other way. You listen to me, and it's easy for you to see how your neighbor, how your family's gotten the shape they are. That I'm going to ask you a question. Have you seen why you where you're at? Yes, sir. Have you seen why you're right where you're at? It don't take you going down the beer joints on Sunday. It don't take you laying out doing this, doing that. It's just being out of the will of the Lord. Yes, sir. If the Lord tells you to get down and pray, go see somebody. Sing a song. I'm going to tell you right now, we wonder why we've lost our power with the Lord. You know exactly why you have. You know why? Because you've done seen for yourself. There's people in my life when I just started out, and I ain't been in this way a long time. Yes, sir. And there's people in my life, I'm going to tell you right now, and they've decided to go another way. Yes, they have. And just like Balak was doing, and the Bible said that that old ass, it went to the left, it went to the right. Even put old Balak's ankle up against the wall and broke his ankle. Yes, sir. And boy, oh boy, you know what? Old Balak was getting mad, wasn't he? Yeah. Ain't that the way we do when we sin and then we get caught? Boy, preacher, get up and preach to us. Boy, we ain't been living in the shape we ought to. We get right mad at him. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you right now, have you seen what got you in the shape you're in? It wasn't me. It wasn't this man. I knew. But I'm going to tell you what. And the Bible said on the third time, and that old ass, the Lord opened his mouth. Yes, sir. And you know what? It began to speak to Balak. Yeah. Some of us ain't got enough sense, as my grandma said, to get out of the rain. Yes, sir. It's always somebody else's fault. Yeah, it is. But I'm going to tell you right now, you know the reason you're in the shape you're in. And the Bible said that ass began to tell him. And when Balak looked, he saw the angel of God standing there with a sword. And you know what? And it broke his heart. All we're trying to do is warn you this way. You realize that? Yeah. And Bo Bailey Abimelech began to talk about, he told that ass that he didn't see what was in the way. And that's the way we are now. Sometimes we can't see the forest for the trees. Yes, sir. You know what the scripture said. It said, as the Lord came into Bethesda, they brought to him a man that was blind and told him that he was blind. You ever wondered why the Lord took him out of the city? And God ain't always in the crowd. You ever thought about that? He took him right on out of the city. And the Bible said that he took him and spit and touched his eyes. You know what he said? He said, look up. Can you see? You know, this is where people's happy with. They about half throttle. They about halfway there. They went to the altar, cried a little bit. He looked up at the Lord. He said, I see them men walking around this tree. You know what the Lord did? Spit again. Touched his eyes. And then he said, look up. Look up. You know what? And it said he saw clearly. You know exactly why. You can't sing like you used to. You can't testify like you used to. You can't pray like you used to. You can't love like you used to. Preacher, I don't know what happened. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. The devil's took you further than you want to go. Huh? He'll take you down a road. He'll take you further than you want to go. You realize that? He'll turn around. I told my girls, Mike, all their life, I said, your influence can be built up and one wrong decision can ruin it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what? They'll label you as that. Yes, sir. I always told my girls, if you don't want them to treat you like one, don't dress like one. Yes, sir. I'm just being honest with you. We wonder what's got us here. Preacher, this is Sunday night. A revival. I can't help it. I can't help it. Yes, sir. You can tell Randy to tell me to stay at the house. I'll go to Mississippi. I'm going to tell you right now. Thank God, thank God. You know exactly what's got you in the shape you're in. You know exactly where you're at. Quit lying to yourself. Quit acting like something that you're not. And fess up. Have you seen what got you right here? I'm going to tell you something. You know what gets us in the worst shape? Most of the time, laziness and the pride of life. Huh? Huh? Be honest with yourself. Laziness and the pride of life. Huh? That's what's got us in the shape we're in, Brondy. Yes, sir. I'm going to say old me. Yeah, when I ought to be going, when I ought to be going here, when I ought to be going there, I can always find an excuse. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. You know what, though? The truth of the matter is, let me just tell you, I'm not going to leave you right there. I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to leave you. You know that. Boy, everybody run around thinking the recession's coming. Depression. Yeah. I'm going to tell you right now. You know what old David said? He said, I once was young, but now I'm old. You know what he's saying? Yeah. Yeah. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or the seed begging bread. I thank God. And they may get everything I got. Yeah. But I ain't gonna perish with hunger. You know what? And that same thing that got you into that shape, you can call on the Lord. He can get you out of that shape. Yeah, I ain't gonna leave you there. Thank God. I'm gonna tell you, it said the sun will turn and you'll look for a sign. It said, and the moon, and you'll look for a sign. He said that men's heart would fail them for fear. But you know, thank God, you know what he said? He said, but look up for your redemption. Draw down. Yeah. Preacher, how do I get out of it? I'm going to tell you, look up. You say what? You say what? You know what? You know. You know. And the scripture said over there, and that they was fiery, and they was fiery darts, and they was piercing them, and they was killing them. Oh, Moses went to the Lord. He said, Lord, what are we going to do? He said, I tell you what to do. He said, you build you a brazen serpent, yeah, and you put it on a pole. Yeah. He didn't say throw it down on the ground. He didn't say kick it in the mud. And let me tell you what, and don't tell me the Lord's down there in all the hell holes of the world. Yeah. And you know what he said? He said, put it up on a pole. And when them fiery darts start coming, them that look up shall be healed. Somebody said over there this morning, said you can try every counselor you want to. You can go through every meeting. But I want to encourage you tonight to look up. Yeah. You know what them fiery darts was? They was sin. Yeah, just be honest. They was sin. But I'm going to tell you right now, they still get me, don't they, you? Yeah, they get you. Yeah. But thank God I got something to look up to. Yeah. And they hung him up high on the cross. Thank God. Thank God. You know what? He said, if thou be the king, save yourself and save others, save us. But thank God, have you seen what's got you to where you're at? Kaylee said over her this morning, she said, I ain't been saved very long and y'all gonna think this is funny. But the Lord's best thing ever happened to me. I'm going to tell you right now, lost person, you can get saved tonight, and the Lord's going to be the best thing ever happened to you. It don't matter how long, how old you are. You say, preacher, I just ain't felt what I used to feel. I ain't been able to shout and testify like I used to. I'm going to tell you right now, it's because you've got yourself in that shape. What did the scripture say? John came out of the wilderness. What? Huh? You know what he said? He said, repent. You know all he was doing, Brondi? What was he doing? Preparing the way. Yeah. This is a repenting way. Thank God it's a repenting way. And we're going, preacher, I ain't going up that altar. I'm going to tell you, live in that miserable state you're in. Just live right there where you're at. You can blame it on whatever you want to blame it on. You can take whatever you want to take. You can drink whatever you want to drink, but I'm going to tell you right now, when you wake up sober in the morning, it's still going to be with you. But if you come get this man named Jesus, guess what? when you wake up in the morning, he's still going to be with you. He said, I'll go with you all the way, even to the end. Come on, get your song ready. Have you seen what's got you in the shape you're in? You can say, preacher, if I get out that door, I can tell you one thing, I won't be back here. I'm going to tell you right now, you listen to me real clear, it ain't going to change. You can stay over at the house, cover your head with a pillow. He's done begotten you. Yeah, I tried it. Boy, I left that one night. I left madder than a wet hen at that preacher. Yes, I did. I said, I ain't going back over there. Yeah, I'll get it out here in the pine trees. I told them over there this morning, they'll run around saying, oh, you're to work it out in the pines. You're to work it out in the oaks. I tried all that. You know where I had to work it out? In the boulder. If the Lord told you to go get in the closet, in the basement, down in the woods, go. Amen. But if he told you to come to the altar, you better get to the altar. You know why no lost people will use it? Because the saved people scared to use it. That's what's got us in the shape we're in. They'll say, oh, well, I tell you right now, preacher, if you say that you're that there's no sin in, the Bible said you're a liar. Sin has took us further than we want to go. Well, preacher, I ain't been running around on my spouse. I ain't been doing none of that, but I have been. Yeah, I have been doing this, preacher. Hey, you can flip it around. I hadn't been doing this. Yeah. I hadn't been reading. I hadn't been praying. Yeah, I just come on over here. Pastor ought to be prayed up. He ought to preach to us. It ought to open up and it ought to just fall down on us. The Bible says that. I read that one time, preacher, that he had opened up the windows and pour us out a blessing that our heart couldn't obtain. But I'm going to tell you, do you see what's got you in the shape you're in? Preacher, I can't love. My heart is hard. I'm angry all the time. Preacher, I'm mad. I'm mad. I'm going to tell you right now, thank God, Sister Kathy, there's hope. There's hope. You realize that? Preacher, did you see that sign out there on the road? I can't even afford gas in the morning. Yeah, I ain't coming back up there. I got all the gas I'm going to get, and that's what's going to get me to work. Ain't that what the devil's already told somebody? I'm going to tell you right now, if you need help getting here, get with these boys. Get down, ask the Lord. You know what? There is a way.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
If we wanted to go somewhere else, guess what we'd do?
Yeah.
Huh? We'd walk, wouldn't we?
Yes, sir.
Huh? One of them big stars was down there. We don't care for us. I won't be back. I'm going to the concert. I'm going down there to get my autograph signed. Huh? I want to talk to you tonight about getting your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Mamas and daddies, I'm going to tell you something. You know why we're in the shape we're in. Huh? Thank God. You know what? You can sit around and say, oh boy, back in the day when I know some of you around here look through the floor and see the chickens pecking. Oh boy, grandma and grandpa, they prayed her down. Well, let me tell you a little secret, Brondy. They didn't take it with them. Huh? Thank God we ain't got to have all that. You know what? We can get it if we just realize what's got us in the shape we're in. Amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know what they said? They said, O King, let it be known. We're not going to bow to you. We ain't going to bow to you. And he said, let it be known. If our God don't deliver us, He's well able. Have you seen what's got you to where you're at? Don't look to the neighbor. Don't say, I wish oh so-and-so was here. And boy, this message was for so-and-so. Because the Lord knew exactly where you'd be. And I'm going to tell you this. It's up to you. Are you happy with the relationship you have with the Lord right now? Huh? Be honest with yourself. You ain't got to come tell me. Herman, they ain't got to come tell you. Randy, they ain't got to come tell you. But be honest with yourself. Right? I don't care from the youngest to the oldest in here. Are you satisfied with the content that's in your heart? Be honest. Have you seen? You've already seen what got you in the shape you're in. Huh? Most folks think they can just say, well, now lay me down to sleep. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. I'm going to sleep, preacher. Huh? When you got off the milk, that changed. Huh? We got too many walking around saying, oh, I don't want to learn no more. They wouldn't know what you was preaching if you preached it wrong. Huh? You know why? Because that's what's got us in the shape we're in. Huh? That's what's got us down the road we're in. Have you seen? I want you to ask yourself right here tonight. I don't care if you've been saved for 100 years. Have you seen what's got you in the shape you're in right now? While we stand to our feet. While these men come out, while we sing.